Lahat ng Australiano ay may karapatang sumama bilang aktibong mamamayan sa paghubok ng lipunang tinitirahan nila. Sa kabila nito at dahil sa nakalipas na matromang karanasan ng ilang bagong dating na migrante, maaaring natatakot silang magsalita sa publiko dahil walang alam kung paano tumatakbo ang proseso ng demokrasya sa bansa. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang ulat ni Wolfgang Mueller. Ang Australia ay may 200 taong kasaysayan ng paglahok ng mga mamamayan. Ayon kay Professor Maury Print ng Sydney University, ginagamit ang mga Australiano bilang pinagmula ng mga desisyong nagkakaroon ng epekto sa kanilang pang-araw-araw na buhay nang walang kasamang takot na parusa.
Absolutely. In fact, if anything, we would encourage it because this shows that people are interested in the process and they have contributions to make. They can join community organizations to assist other people, volunteer to help others. They can participate in joining political parties. All of this is open, it's free, there's no repercussions if you don't want to, and there's certainly no repercussions if you do.
Subalit ang pagiging sanay sa libre at prangkang palitan ng opinyon at ang pagiging kalahok sa mga gawain ng komunidad ay hindi madali para sa maraming migrante. Si David Nguyen ay isang dating refugee mula Vietnam. Iniligtas siya mula sa isang bangka ng asylum seeker nang siya ay may 8 taong gulang pa lamang. Ngayon, siya ang pangalawang pangulo ng komunidad Vietnamese sa Sydney at tumutulong sa mga batang negosyanteng migrante upang makapagsimula sa kanilang karera sa negosyo. Sinabi ni Davey na karamihan sa mga bagong dating ang natatakot magsalita sa publiko at gumawa ng opinyon tungkol sa mga issue.
A lot of migrants are afraid of politics because they're scared that if they wanting to express their views, they might get penalized, they might get punished. Because these are kind of things that they left behind in their war-torn country. But for now, they're in Australia. We need to educate migrants that, you know, you're in Australia, there's people here to help you and guide you into the right direction.
Itinagdag ni David Nguyen na nagsisimula ng magkaroon ng mas malaking interes ang mga nakakabatang migrante at nagsasabi na ng kanilang opinyon.
A lot of the old school thinking is that, especially from the Asian background, a lot of parents don't want the kids going to politics. They just think that politics is not that great for a career. They prefer their kids to be doctor, accountants, anything but politics. But I think it's changing a little bit. And now I see there's a lot of push for our younger generation to get into the political arena.
Si Sophie Cochise naman ay miyembro ng parlamento sa New South Wales. Anak ng mga magulang na migranteng Grieko, kasalukuyan siyang Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism. Inamin niya na ang paglika sa isang bagong bansa ay isa sa pinakamahirap na hamon sa buhay ng sinuman at natutuwa siyang makarinig sa kanyang mga kasamahan kung ano ang mga problemang hinaharap nila.
My parents came to Australia in the 60s. My parents came with very little English, very little opportunity, and all they had was just to work hard and to build their life and encouraged us to work and get an education. There is an opportunity now because of our democracy that you can have access to your local MP and not to be afraid at all to reaching out so then we know what are some of the services that are needed in our emerging communities.
Sinabi ni Sophie Cochise na maraming bagong dating ang humahanap ng impormasyon mula sa mga lokal na kagawad tungkol sa pabahay, kalusugan at edukasyon. Pero may mga iba ding issue ang nakakaapekto ng lubos sa mga migranteng babae.
Domestic violence is a big issue and it's one area where people do come to me and raise these issues with me and we work together with organizations in how we can better educate and inform new communities about reporting, about support services.
Si Daniel Mochi ay isang unang Australiano na mula sa lahing Indian na nahalal sa parlamento ng New South Wales. Inamin niya na inabot ng ilang panahon bago siya nakakuha ng boses sa politika.
I've been serving now for nearly 3 years and in the course of that I've come to learn a lot about how to effectively talk to politicians, how to make your point, how to take a campaign into the parliament, how to make sure your voice is heard.
Itinagdag ni Daniel Muhi na karamihan sa mga araw nagdadala sa kanyang atensyon ang mga miyembro ng komunidad ng iba't ibang issue. Ayon sa kanya, mahalaga para sa mga bagong dating na malaman na sa Australia lahat ay tinatrato ng pareho gaano man sila katagal namuhay sa bansa at ang mga politiko ay nagtatrabaho para sa kanila, hindi ang kabaligtaran.
So this morning, for example, I had a group come and see me wanting to talk about affordable power and what it means to have your electricity bills rising, particularly if you are a new migrant who aren't used to being able to shop around, who come from a country where there's only one provider of energy. Towards the end of this week, I'll be meeting with a group of parents who are very concerned about how kids with disability are treated in New South Wales schools, whether or not they have the same rights, the same experiences, the same levels of resources as kids without disabilities.
Ang pagkakaroon ng tinig sa Australia ay hindi lamang sa pakikipag-usap sa isang lokal na miyembro ng parlamento. Sinabi ni Professor Maury Print na ito ay mahalaga din para sa mga bagong dating na malaman kung sino ang tamang taong dapat pagdalahan ng kanilang reklamo at kung sino ang responsable para sa mga sangay ng gobyerno.
You need to know that state parliaments deal with certain things and federal parliaments deal with certain other things. So there's no point going to your federal member of parliament and asking him or her about solving a problem with rubbish removal, for example. That's the domain of local council.
Para kay Davey Nguyen, ang tulong sa lumalaking komunidad ay ang makapanirahan sila ng maayos sa Australia.
In many ways, we want to attract those people who have the heart and the passion to actually go out there and make a difference in our country. Because at the end of the day, if our country is great, then the people will be great. And the whole overall harmonious of everyone working together to achieve that goal, then to me, the end result would be that Australia is a better country for everyone.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.